USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Title 42 is a crucial tool for controlling the influx of illegal aliens at our southern border. The Biden administration announced it would remove Title 42 next month. This will allow the Biden administration to get more legal immigrants into the United States faster. Many states already crushed economically because of the strain on their resources are fighting back. Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott says he has a major announcement for later today on Title 42. Senator Mitch McConnell on the Hill.
I think there'll have to be an amendment on Title 42 in order to move the bill. So we'll need to enter into some kind of agreement to process these amendments in order to go forward with the bill.
Weather is going to be a factor today in the southeast and the west. Thunderstorms are possible from northern Florida to Mississippi through the Virginias. Out west, heat will be a factor in California, Arizona, and Nevada. Many cities in California are expected to break record temperatures for this time of year. USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looks like the federal government wants to extend payback payments on student loan debt again.
The Biden administration is expected to extend the student loan moratorium until August 31st, according to reporting by Bloomberg and The Hill. An official announcement is set for Wednesday. This will be the fourth payment pause since President Biden took office and the seventh pause since the federal COVID-19 relief bill was first implemented in 2020. New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said canceling the loans is the way to go. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
All of the debt held on student loans by the federal government is measured in the trillions of dollars. As the call of war crimes emerge from the Kyiv suburb of Bucha, Ukraine, Russian-backed media are denouncing them as an elaborate hoax. It should be noted satellite images show mass graves being built while Russians occupied the areas in question. USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
When Title 42 ends on May 23rd, it will give the Biden administration the ability to allow more illegal immigrants entry into the United States faster than ever before. Dr. Kevin Roberts on Fox News applauds those states fighting Biden on ending Title 42 and stop the flow of illegal immigrants that must be compared to an invasion due to sheer numbers.
The migrants who've come across illegally in the first year and a half of this administration will pale in comparison to what happens starting next month when Title 42 expires. So I applaud my good friend, Governor Abbott of Texas, for doing everything he can in his limited ability as a governor rather than someone who is leading the federal government in addressing this. This is not a Democrat or a Republican problem, or at least it shouldn't be. The Democrats turn it into a problem. It's really important that we understand as a people that this is changing our American way of life.
A small asteroid called 2022 GN1 is flying past Earth right now, missing us by just 79,000 miles, one-third the distance between the Earth and the Moon. The object is a rock roughly 24 feet by 52 feet. It was only discovered last week on April 1st. The rock is a part of the Apollo family of asteroids. The orbit of 2022 GN1 takes it beyond the orbit of Mars. Many websites will be broadcasting the flyby starting at 9 p.m. Eastern. It was on this day in 1652, Cape Colony, the first European settlement in South Africa, was established by the Dutch East India Trading Company. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.